Mickey and I have talked, and we agree that we want this to be Holy Spirit-led and God-driven. And so Aiden's going to come, he's going to share with us, and then he's going to lead us in prayer. When he begins to lead us in prayer, I'm going to come to the altar. I'm going to be kneeling here and praying. I'm going to ask and invite any of you who will, who are physically able to come to the altar as well. We're going to spend time in prayer, and it's going to be Holy Spirit-led, folks. I told Aiden, I said, I don't want you to feel like you've got a time limit. He has no time limit. Some of these people are going to want to get to their Bible study at 6:30 tonight, but other than that, you know, it's up to God and the Holy Spirit and our response to the Holy Spirit as He's leading us during that time of prayer and our time of prayer. So, Aiden, you come, share with us what you've experienced, and then let God lead you.
What a privilege it is to be in God's house. Amen?
Amen.
Man, like, this is so crazy. George, no offense, but I almost didn't come this morning. Like, I was running so far behind. Like, I was talking to all my friends, like, you know, just talking about the revival. And I look at the clock. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's 9:30. I really got to get to Central Baptist. and I was still in my pajamas, for the record. And I spent the night in the auditorium. So before I really share my thoughts on this, I want to tell you how exactly this happened. So it was just a normal Wednesday. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have a chapel service every 10 to 10:50 a.m. I'll confess right now that I did not go. I slept in till like 10:15, and I was like, oh, shoot, I got an 11 o'clock. I can just sleep till 10:45 and get dressed. It's fine. So that's exactly what I did. And you know, went through the day as normal, went to my class, went to lunch, and then I went to my New Testament class. So during that class, one of my friends, Charlie, he came in. He's my assistant residential director, which is basically like he is the guy who helps the resident director. Not important, but anyway. So he comes in the door, and he's like, hey, so just so that y'all know, chapel is like still going on. There's still people worshiping, and it has not stopped. And I was like, well, that's kind of silly. And I was like, I was having this fight back and forth in my head. I'm like, why do I think this is silly? These people were worshiping the Lord, which is a great thing. So, you know, I carried on as normal. I waited till class ended, and so I just had to check out what was going on. So I did. And, you know, I took one good look, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. But then I turned my back, and I walked out. And then I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me. He said, how dare you ignore my calling? So I went back. And because of that, I'm a changed man. I mean, to talk about a place where you can be vulnerable, to confess, to where you can pour out your love for the Holy Spirit, I mean, that place is contagious. So I was going to have a friend who was going to come share his testimony, but he couldn't make it, so I'll just go ahead and read it to you. His name is Scott Stevenson. He comes out of Houston, Texas, and he is pursuing his calling to ministry. So pretty similar to mine. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at my school, Asbury University, has a required chapel at 10 a.m. Unfortunately, this past Wednesday, I was a sinner and slept in. When I woke up, I realized that it was already noon, and I quickly threw my clothes on and began running to class. However, my girlfriend texted me to come to the chapel because something strange was happening. I begrudgingly walked into the chapel on my way to class to see about 20 students worshiping, and I asked my girlfriend, what's going on? Shouldn't chapel have ended like an hour ago? She said, yeah, but some of us decided to just stay and worship together. In a frustrated mood, I replied, well, that's stupid. And I began to walk out the door. As I walked out of the door, I heard God whisper, who are you to stand in my way? After so distinctly hearing this whisper, I immediately turned around, I sat next to my girlfriend, apologized, and began to pray. 5 hours rolled by, feeling like only 5 minutes. I looked up and saw over 500 students worshiping. Throughout the time, I heard students saying, we've got to tell people about this. It's officially been 72 hours, and we are still worshiping. And people have been told about this. Over 5,000 souls have stepped foot into the Asbury University Chapel, and the Spirit of God is still moving in an indescribable way. There's a verse out of Acts that I kind of want to share with you all, kind of my take on what's kind of happening at Asbury. It's Acts 2, verse 43 through 44. So it says, "Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common." So, and then my university president, Dr. Kevin Brown, kind of shared his take. Hypothetically, if there was no God, then we are just people just doing things. Because why else would we be here? All of us have a purpose, and that's to love the Lord. So it's kind of funny. So this is the stage, right? Last night I was on the stage with like a bunch of the students, and so this is the balcony, and then the balcony extends like this. Of course, there's no balcony on the sides here, but today let's just act like there's a balcony on the sides. That's how Hughes is kind of laid out. But I mean, talk about anxiety. I thought people at the front of the balcony were about to fall off. I mean, seats were filled to the brim. Like, there were no available seats. People had to stand. Like, there were so many people here. Like, I'm pretty sure that building went over capacity times like 100,000. And people, there was this one man that I had the privilege of talking to. He flew in from Hong Kong to experience this. I mean, people from out of the country, people from out of state just came to Asbury just to experience revival. Because a revival like this isn't planned. It is truly the work of the Holy Spirit. And I remember talking to my friend Kate Edler. He's our class president, and I'm good friends with him. He lives on my hall. So we were just like, I mean, we were looking at all the people, and I mean, we were literally acting so ridiculous. We were jumping up and down for joy, like, man, this is actually amazing. And none of us expected this to happen at all. Like, I'm telling you now, this was not planned. And I'm still struggling to gather the words because I'm still, like, awestruck at this. And awestruck isn't even the word, like, There's so many words that I have for this that just, and none of them can describe that moment. So I'm gonna go ahead and lead us in prayer. George is gonna be up at the altar. If you feel led today by the Holy Spirit, come to George today and he will be more than happy to pray with you. Oh goodness. So all right, let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering this congregation in this church today. Lord, we thank you for the goodness of your work, and we thank you for the goodness of your love. You are loved by us, and you love us, even though we don't deserve it. Lord, I pray that this congregation can be led to pray with Pastor George. I pray that these people can find you, God. Lord, there is someone in here that is longing a connection with you, God. And Lord, many of us have gifts, many of us have talents, and we should all be doing it to glorify you, God. Lord, we thank you for giving us the privilege of getting in your house today to worship you, to just be in amongst you. Even though we are surrounded, we are still surrounded by you. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the privilege of revival. And Lord, I pray for revival of this church, not just for the sake of revival, but for the sake of you. Thank you for giving us the privilege of waking up every day. Thank you for giving us the privilege of life. Thank you for forgiving us even when we don't deserve it. In your name we pray. Amen.
Father, as we continue, we know we cannot comprehend what the Holy Spirit truly is in depth with our finite minds. And we cannot even define the experience. As Aiden has been part of the experience, as he said, he no matter what words he came up with, it was they lacked in what he was experiencing. Father, I thank you for Aiden for coming to share today, to share with us what he has experienced, and to share with us that because of what he's experienced, he's a changed man. And Lord, we know from what we've seen, what we've heard, that that's taken place in many, many lives. And I thank you for that. And as long as your Holy Spirit would continue this moving, then I pray that people would continue to come to Asbury. But Father, more than that, we pray that it would that this revival, awakening experience would overtake our hearts. Would overtake our hearts as believers because of what we've seen, what we've heard, even if it's just been on social media, the reports that are coming out of what your Holy Spirit is doing and how lives have been changed, how people have committed themselves to Christ who have never done that before. People who have rededicated their lives, people who have come away, changed, people who want to go back to get more, to see more of that. Father, we pray this morning that your Holy Spirit would engulf our hearts. Lord, I prayed this before, but Lord, I pray now on my knees right here that you would break our hearts. Break the hearts of Central Baptist Church. Break our hearts to be the people that you've called us to be. To be the individuals that you've called us to be, that you so desire us to be, that your Holy Spirit dwelling among us wants us to be. And we know, Father, as Paul has written, that no good things come from us without the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I pray for an indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts as Central Baptist Church. And across the way at First Baptist Church and all of your churches, Lord, that this would spread, that your Holy Spirit would not be constricted by our lonely and cold hearts and the way that we want to do things or our routines that we get in, that the Holy Spirit would not be constricted by the flesh, that your Holy Spirit would overtake our souls, our hearts, and our minds in such a way that people want to come to Central Baptist Church or to First Baptist Church, and so many other churches have they're wanting to come to Asbury to see what's going on. I'm not asking to reproduce that. I'm not asking you, Lord, I'm not trying to manufacture anything. As we've talked about in the last 2 days with Mickey and I and others, we do not want to manufacture anything. We don't want to try to produce something. We want this to be of you. And that can only happen when we get out of the way. So help us, Lord, to not get in your way, to not get in the flesh, but to allow your Holy Spirit to move us in a way that we've never been moved before. No matter each one of us, no matter where we have been with the Lord, that through this experience and through this time today, that we would be drawn closer and closer to you than we've ever seen or ever been in our life. Lord, as we continue in this service, may it be Holy Spirit driven, guided by your hand. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all so much. What a morning. What a glorious God we serve. Thank you all this morning. I hope that you've seen and felt the difference here. hope that you understand, after, if nothing else after today, that it's okay not to have a regular order of service and go through it. Hey, what about we missed a song? We didn't have this song here. We didn't have that there. Or I have a message prepared, and you'll be glad to say I'm only getting started 20 minutes later, so we're going to save that message for next week. You're going to get that. Who said amen to that one? I told Mickey yesterday and again this morning that, or texted him yesterday and shared with him this morning, said, you know, I don't care if I don't get to preach. Now, y'all don't understand what that means. You don't pay me to preach. That's something that God does and he gives me. I had a good friend of mine, I'm visiting his church one time, and he said, I heard him tell his congregation, he said, you don't pay me to preach. You pay me to do all that other stuff I have to put up with. And the preaching is just something that God does and he gives. And folks, let me tell you, I get an experience every Sunday, whether you get it or not, hopefully like you experienced today. And I pray that God moved in your heart today and that you saw something, you felt something, and that you listen to the Holy Spirit and that you don't go out of here unchanged. That every one of us walks out of here with a renewal of what it means to follow Christ in obedience and to serve him the way he wants us to serve him, to put aside things. And I know that it's tough. I know that many people still, maybe even in here, in this room today, experience something like this, and they're still, you know, that Christian thought is, I will not be moved, or I shall not be moved. Let the Holy Spirit move you. It's okay. In fact, it's better than okay. It's one of the best things you can ever experience. And I experienced it this morning, and I pray that you did as well. And I'm so grateful for Aiden. I saw he's posted a video on Facebook. If you're not friends with him, you're on Facebook. I know Judy has shared it, and I think that's where I first saw it, was through Judy's post. And there's others. There's just so many testimonies out there going around. One gentleman, and I forgot where he came from, another state out west, I think it was. And he said, I wanted to see it, and I was walking around the building because there were so many cars that it took me a while to drive around to find a place to park. He said, and when I did, I was trying to get in. I couldn't get in the front doors. I was trying to get in. I walked around the building. He said, no matter which side of the building I was on, when I got to that side of the building, he said, the wind was blowing into it. And you know, that was the day, Friday, the day we had the heavy winds. He said, no matter which side I was on, you know, normally you can get away from the wind on one side or another. He said, no matter which side of the building I was on, that wind was blowing in. And he said, I thought of the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like that of a violent rushing wind came from heaven. And listen to this. And it filled the whole house where they were staying. That's my prayer. That's what's happening at Asbury. And I pray that that's what happens, not only this church, but our churches all across the nation. I've got a good friend who's coming into town tomorrow from Alabama, and he wants to come and wanted to know if I would go with him over there. He studied the Asbury revival of 1970 when his father was pastor at Buck Run Baptist Church here. And so we're planning on going over there, if it's still going on, and I pray that it is, whatever time God continues that. But even if not there, our prayer has been this week that God would continue it and expand it and just let other churches. We know that Ohio Christian University started the same thing on Thursday, I think it was, and then other universities have sent people in by the busloads. And it's not the university center, just people getting together and saying, let's go, we got to go see what this is. That's the kind of thing I preach about. We want our lives to be so immersed in the Holy Spirit that people are saying, I got to see this. I got to experience this. I want to find out more about what's going on in that church. I want Central Baptist Church to be that church. And not only Central Baptist, God's church all across the nation and around the world. And then the verses that Aiden referred us to a while ago in Acts chapter 2, I also saw that and say, then fear came over everyone. And I have written out in my margin there beside that word fear in all. Then all. Okay, they were so, what was happening was just beyond their belief. When you watch Aiden's video, you'll see that he's like, I can't believe this is happening. And he's pointing the camera at him. He's going, I can't believe this is happening. He was in awe of what was going on. And so many other people have been in awe as well this week. It says, then fear or awe came over everyone, and many wonders and signs were being performed through the apostles. Now, the apostles aren't present at Asbury, but the Holy Spirit is. We're seeing signs and wonders. People are being saved. People are rededicating their lives, recommitting their lives. People are taking next steps and raising themselves up in Christ, for Christ, and because of Christ. That's revival. Revival is happening, and I want to be a part of revival. That's not the reason I'm going over there. Yeah, I want to be their part. I want to see it, but I want to experience it. I want to experience it in my life and in the life of the local church. And that's what I want our church, Central Baptist Church, and all our churches to be able to experience and to just let go, just abandon all the things that keep us so prim and proper, whatever you want to say there, that keep us in our little cocoon. No, we can't do it that way because this is the Baptist way of doing it. Or this is the way our church has always done it. We can't do it another way. If God said, and we're not going to go against God's word, but what I'm saying is we just need to be free to hear the Holy Spirit because, as you've heard me say before, and I posted something like this on social media earlier this week, that the Christianity of North America today is not the Christianity that we read about in the New Testament. You say, I don't understand that. I think it is. Study God's word. Study what God says about following Christ. Study what the apostles did, not just the apostles, the entire church in the book of Acts. They were in awe of all the signs and wonders that were going on. And they practiced this. It goes on to tell in that very passage how they practiced it daily. It wasn't just a Sunday thing. We come together and show our allegiance. What is our allegiance to? Is it to God? When we come, we just come for 1 hour, 2 hours a week? Or is our allegiance to the church? Is our allegiance to Jesus Christ? And in allowing the Holy Spirit to empower us in all things, all 7 days of the week. We're going to have a time of invitation in just a minute. I'm going to lead us in a prayer again. And folks, I was so glad you saw me. I got up and kneeled. Other people come. That I want you to understand this. Here's something that maybe I've not done a good job expressing. This altar is open the entire service. If God ever lays something on your heart, first time I saw it, I never experienced that in a Baptist church until I was an adult and I moved to serve on staff at a church in Georgia. And my pastor told me before my very first Sunday, he said, oh, George, he said, if you see people get up during the service and come forward, don't attack them. It's okay. They're not coming to beat up the worship leader or to beat up the preacher. They're coming to pray. And so he said, I know that's unusual in a Baptist church. And it really happened. And what a releasing it was for me to see that and understand it. So you don't have to wait for the invitation. If God's moving on you in a certain way, moving something in your heart that you need to come and pray, come and pray. But we're going to enter a time of invitation in just a minute, and the altar is still open. You come. I'll be standing down front here if you want to come and speak with me. And I encourage you that, again, that today or in any service, but if God lays something on your heart to go and pray with someone else in the church, someone that you know needs prayer, someone that you maybe you and that person need to make amends about something, or you just need to say, hey, I just want to make sure everything's okay between us, and I want to pray with you. Whatever that is. And now if somebody goes to somebody else and they'll say, I wonder what was going on with them. It's about my heart. It's about your heart. It's not about somebody else's heart in here. Whatever God calls you to do, that's, you hear me say something like that every Sunday, whatever God calls you to do, respond the way God wants you to respond. I'll be honest with you. I was standing right there while I go singing as we were singing Amazing Grace. And I thought, oh God, that more people would come to the altar. And I heard that little tap like it was on my shoulder. It's inside my head saying, what about you, big boy? What about you? And I had to get down there on my knees thanking God for His amazing grace and what He's done for me. Let's pray. Stand with me as we pray. Father God, we come to You this morning thanking You so much for the presence of Your Holy Spirit. Thanking You so much, Lord, for the freedom to worship as you call us to worship. Thanking you so much for the wobbly knees that I feel today, and for the holy goosebumps that just keep going over me. Thanking you so much, Lord, for your amazing grace. Father, I pray that today, as we enter this time of invitation, it's as the entire service has been, Lord, that we would open our hearts to you, that we would stop holding on to those things and say, oh, but I can't do that because. And when we use that statement, we just use that word can't, and I said that a couple weeks ago. We need to get rid of that word, because with God, all things are possible. And those things that we think, well, I can't because, then we're saying, God, you're not in this equation. Lord, help us to get rid of the word can't and to put you in every equation, because with you, all things are possible. Help us to be open to you, to whatever it is you lead us to do. And if you call us to come to the altar, we come to the altar. If you call us to go to someone else and pray, then go to someone else and pray. Or go to someone else and say, I want to pray for you for what you're going through right now. Father, whatever it is, I pray that we're open to respond to you. And that we would have heard from the Spirit today, and from Aiden, and from the songs that we've sang, and from the few words that I've shared, or anything else that we've heard today, Lord, or maybe what we've seen and heard it on social media about this Asbury Revival, that anything that you've used to uncover something that we've tried to hide or keep inside or keep to ourselves. I pray right now, Lord, we would be open to responding to you, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, move in us as individuals, as a body of believers. Move in us to be the people of God that you created, to be a power that surpasses any earthly power, a power that surpasses any demonic power, a power that surpasses any thing that would debilitate us or keep us from moving, a power that can come only through your Holy Spirit to accomplish your will, that we would see a change not only in our lives this week, but that change would flow over to people who want to know, what is this thing that you have? And people would want to know and come to you. Be drawn to you. You said, Lord, that if we lift up your name, Jesus Christ, all men would be drawn to you. Let us lift that name up and praise you and worship you and share of your amazing grace. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You respond as God leads you.